This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
We have lovely our very own Alison, who's going to be telling us all about what it's like to be a wedding registrar. So, hello, Alison.
Hello.
Now we're going to be talking to each other.
Yes, that's nice, isn't it? I'm sure we'll find plenty to talk about, won't we?
We will. And I know you're multi-talented, but how did you come about being a wedding registrar?
Well, the really strange thing was that I must have seen an advert asking for people to become what they call sessional registrars, which is just doing weddings. So I don't do births or deaths, and you just fit into a rota. So you're not employed to do a certain number all the time. So you tend to just say what your availability is and work usually at the weekends when there's people not in the office then, so you do them. But occasionally now you get them during the week to do, because a lot of venues, they offer a cheaper rate during the week.
Yes.
So they have to have people who will go and do the ceremonies. And of course, the people in the reg office are doing births and deaths a lot of the time.
Yes.
So they need a bank of people who can just do that. So I just left work because I was going to do an Open University degree, and I was working for a charity. And then I got a bit bored, you know, thinking, what am I going to do now? I'm not at work. And I must have seen an advert somewhere. So I thought, well, I'll actually apply for doing that. Just did a quick interview. And here I am 10 years later, and probably nearly 1,000 weddings later, still doing it.
10 years. That's fantastic.
It is amazing. Yeah.
Did you have to have any qualifications then?
No, none at all.
Fantastic. Just the fact that you can speak clearly, obviously, is a huge advantage.
I suppose, yes, it is. But funnily enough, people think taking the wedding is the most important part. But the most important part really is doing the writing, because that is the legal part. The register goes in the safe forever and ever. There has to be no mistakes in it at all. And if you do make a mistake on the day, you have to cross-reference it and get people to sign it and all sorts of things like that.
Okay, so
you have to do that. And then the certificate, which they take away to say that they are married, if you make any mistakes on that, you have to put a line through and start again.
Oh.
So I find the writing quite difficult, because I'm quite a nosy person. You might be surprised about that. But, so I quite like to watch what's going on in the wedding, and you really have to concentrate if you're doing the writing, because if you do make that mistake and you have to start again, they could be waiting to take their certificate with them, and you're waiting for you to finish it, and you could be on your sort of sixth copy because you've made all those mistakes.
Oh my goodness, you don't realize how much there is to it, do you?
You don't.
And of course, everybody is there just for the moment.
Yes,
they're thinking about what you're saying.
Yes.
But they're not actually thinking about what you're doing.
No, exactly.
Otherwise,
no,
I suppose.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people who decide they want to do it think, oh, it'd be lovely taking people's weddings. But sometimes it is a bit daunting, because you go into a room with, say, 250 people, all guests, and suddenly they see you and they all stop talking and look at you. And that in itself some people find a bit daunting, because, you know, you're not used to perhaps talking in front of people or doing things like that. So, you know, it's amazing, really, the experience it does give you.
Do you ever get asked to add extra content? Is that part?
Definitely.
So you do
most
all the
of
time?
It is extra content, in fact, because you can get married in 2 or 3 minutes legally. There are only 3 things that you have to do legally. First of all, the registrar has to tell you that marriage, according to the law of this country, is the union of 2 people voluntarily entered into, to the exclusion of all others. And then the next bit is they have to declare in front of the registrar and their 2 witnesses that they are free and lawfully to marry each other. They have to declare that. And then they have to say, you know, I, whatever their name is, take you so-and-so to be my lawful wedded wife, and vice versa. And then they're legally married. So in fact, when I've done them at the reg office sometimes, they can come along in their lunch break, just do that, and then go back to work.
Oh, my goodness.
So weddings are not all that people think they are these days. It's very, very different.
And and there are people out there, obviously, that want to keep it really simple.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Definitely.
Keep it really simple and quick.
But often these days, people are going somewhere else to have a ceremony on the beach, or going abroad to have something, but they need to have the legal part done in this country, because that's where they're legally getting married. So it's interesting. There's even now there's things that happen which you're surprised about.
Yes.
Yeah, you think nearly, it must be about 1,000 later that you think, oh, no, another wedding. But there's various things that happen,
yeah.
And you think, gosh, I could never imagine that happening in our day or whatever.
We're all so different, aren't we?
We are.
And we all want to put our own stamp on things. I think that's where weddings are hugely... why they're hugely expensive as well is because
definitely.
We tend to put our own stamp on.
Yes.
I do remember my sister, it was her, she was on a second marriage, and she put raffle tickets under the chairs. And so whoever
yes.
drew out the winning ticket
yes.
Was a witness.
Oh,
and
that's
I picked that out. And I thought, what a lovely thing to do, because
yes.
she couldn't choose specifically anyone in the family, because they all meant as much to
yes,
her.
Yes, yes.
And I thought that was a really good idea, actually. Have you had anything like that happen?
I haven't that, but it's very easy, I think, to upset people because you haven't invited them or something, and even people who are your friends.
Yes,
and I've often had requests from people to say, can you ask the guests not to take any pictures and put them on Facebook, because, you know, if people see it and they think, oh, I didn't know they were getting married, they never invited me, and
it
can alienate, you know.
And also, actually, the photographs I've noticed in a wedding that I've been to recently, people taking photographs gets in the way of the main photographer.
Yeah, definitely.
And
they
so
do.
I completely, I actually agree with that.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
we want
I do.
To be selfish about our photographs, but I don't think we should.
No. And I mean, the other weeks, and somebody said to me, well, can you announce, I don't want any photographs taken on my way in, because I want people to look at me. And of course, people get their mobile phones out now, which they never used
yes,
to.
Yes,
and so I announced that. And the bride came in, and there were still people got their phones out and did it. So what do you do? You can only ask, but some people think, oh, I still want to take a picture and
yes.
everything.
And it is their day, isn't it?
It is,
but
yes,
I think,
it is.
So have you had anything really unusual happen that you're allowed to...
Well, I can still sort of tell people things that happened that didn't
yes.
happen in our day. I mean, one the other week... everybody, all the guests were there, the groom was at the front waiting for his bride to come in, and kept looking at the watch and thinking, oh, that's strange, you know, she's a bit late or whatever. And I think people think, oh, I hope she hasn't changed her mind, you know, as you do.
Yes.
So I thought, well, I'll go out and find out what's happened here. And I said to the people who were sort of doing the ushering, is the bride okay? And said, oh, yes, she's just breastfeeding her baby at the moment. You think, oh, okay, you know, which, you know, it's fine, because at least if you had a hungry baby there, it might
yes.
start crying.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just think, oh, right, that's interesting. And then there was another one recently as well. When people often get emotional when they see each other for the first time. You know, when the bride comes up, she's wearing a lovely dress and all this sort of thing. And the groom usually sort of says something to her and they get a bit emotional. But she got very emotional when he'd said this to her. Right through the ceremony and afterwards, I said, oh, is the bride okay? He said, well, not really, because he said he didn't like her dress.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh, you can't say that, can you?
Well, and even if you thought it, you think, oh, gosh, if when I married my husband he'd said that, I think I would have walked out, you know.
Yes.
It's very strange.
Oh, because the dress is, it's very difficult, isn't it? We
yes,
all
it
fall
is.
In love with the dress, those of us that
yes,
have,
yes, we
you
do.
Know, brought the dress.
Yes, exactly, and you think you,
yes.
you're looking your best and everything.
Yes.
And you think, even if he'd sort of said that to her later when he'd had a few drinks and joked about it or something.
Yeah.
But to say that, it was strange.
Yeah, we all know what it's like. My dress actually came from Weybridge.
Yeah, yes.
And I remember how important it was. So, gosh, that's a funny thing to say, isn't
it? Is.
It?
It's
oh,
a very
dear,
strange.
And, then,
and people do all sorts of things now, you know, like... one of the couples said, oh, we like making each other laugh. And I thought, oh, that's a good thing. So anyway, the groom was at the front and the bride came round and he turned to face her. And he started going, sort of doing like symbols on his hand. You know, I thought, what's strange here? Then he put his hand up to his mouth as though he was thinking, wow, she looks nice. Took his hand away and he was wearing a fake moustache.
Because
she just creased up laughing, thinking, you know, that's just so funny, you know.
People putting their own stamp on it again.
Yes, totally.
Do you have music?
Yes,
you
music,
have music
yes.
as well.
And the nice thing about it is you can choose music that means something to you rather than traditional stuff, you know. It's also and readings as well. You can have, as long as they're not religious, you can have things. We've had things about all different sorts of animals. We've had dogs bringing up the rings. We've had owls flying in with rings on their feet and things. And
amazing.
An Indian chap recently said he was having his main wedding in India, but he wanted to give it a bit of a, well, an Indian theme, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so I said, what did you have in mind? He said, well, he said, I wanted to arrive at the reg office on an elephant, but I couldn't find one. You know, and I thought, okay.
You know. Would the floorboard support an elephant?
Yes, I know. So it's lots of different things, anyway.
It sounds amazing.
But, yeah,
Talking about having lots of different things, you know, at the event itself, what do you think about children, young children? Because I always wanted my friends' children there. I know it's a personal thing, but from your point of view?
Well, I think children are welcome as long as they don't spoil the ceremony and make too much noise, because I think it can spoil it because you can't hear what's going on. So I think it's fine if your children are behaving, but if one of them starts making a noise, I think somebody should make them go out or take them out, really, because it's not really fair on the rest of the team, really. So that's it, really.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk. Or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.